So here's a question about urban parks. So the argument is, there are no urban parks in America, with the exception maybe of Central Park and Golden Gate. Public parks just don't exist in many American cities. They're just not out there. It's not part of the way cities are developed in America. Instead, we have private golf courses and we have development, big development projects. In socialist countries like Europe, Australia, and Canada, you have lots of urban parks and it's a norm. And isn't this absence of urban parks in the United States a clear example of failure of capitalist thinking? Wow, where do I start? So first, urban planning is not capitalist thinking. Urban planning is central planning. It's not the role of the state, including local little states like cities, to plan. The planning happens through the price, supply, and demand marketplace. That's where planning should happen. And by the way, Central Park was established by local businessmen. It was a private park established by private people on private land. It wasn't established through so-called urban planning. So I'm against the whole concept of mass-scale urban planning. But the way to think about this qua capitalist thinking is to say this. If there's enormous demand for urban parks, if people really want urban parks, then they'd be willing to invest in urban parks. And therefore, they'd be willing to pull their resources together to create them and to set some property aside. Or if developers were developing one of these real estate communities, those communities that were developed with a park inside of them would sell for a premium over those that did not have a park inside of them. So the capitalist way of thinking is, if this has value, you would be willing to pay for it. You would be willing to take some property and make it into an urban park, not through coercion, i.e. urban planning, central planning, city management, and so on, but through the voluntary mechanisms of a marketplace. If something is valuable, the marketplace will deliver it if people are willing to pay enough to make it available. And that's true of urban parks as well. There are a lot of reasons, though, why in the United States we don't value urban parks the same as they do in Europe. We in the United States, particularly, I'd say in most of the United States, live in large homes, much, much, much larger, by the way, than Europeans, with big back and front yards, often with a pool in the backyard, sometimes with a pool in the backyard, often with a playset in the backyards. And the need we have for a big urban park just doesn't exist. Also, a lot of the communities in which we live do have parks. I live in a gated community. We have a baseball field. We have two golf courses that people who really value golf are willing to pay membership fees for. But then we have parks and we have a sports center and we have other things. And some of it, you need to book in advance, and maybe if you wanted a sports field and so on, so you pay for it. But there's also a lot of grass everywhere that people can use and so on. So people in America live in bigger homes with bigger plots of land. The need for this is smaller, and therefore they're less eager to fund these kind of parks. I'm not sure just empirically. I'm sure that Europe has more parks, but I can think of a big, huge park in Austin, Texas. I think it's called Zilker Park with Barton Creek in the middle. Driving around Dallas, there seems to be quite a lot of green areas in which they – so I'm not sure the premise is true in that America doesn't have them at all. I think what's true is that the need for them in the United States is smaller. We also have much more space outside of our cities. It's just a bigger place. But to accuse us of not having it because capitalist thinking is just bizarre, given the fact that the whole idea of city planning is not capitalist thinking.